Good morning, principal, teachers, and students. I'm Chris Wong, the president of the student union. Today, I would like to share with you my opinion about the elderly issue in Hong Kong. According to the Census of Statistics Department, there were 940,000 people aged 65 or older in 2012. Two decades later, the figure will likely soar to 21 million, or 1 in 4 Hong Kongers. So, how to make our old people live a worry-free and dignified life is something we should have the obligation to do. Sadly speaking, there are many problems concerning the elderly in our prosperous society. The one and the most serious one is the shortage of living places for aged people. Up to the present moment, figures from the government show that there are 21,283 elderly people waiting for regular care home places and 6,575 for nursing home places, in which medical and nursing care is also provided. The average waiting time for a regular care and limited nursing home is 22 months, while the waiting time for a place with nursing and medical care can be 27 months. We feel heartbroken to hear that each year, some 4,000 elderly Hong Kong people die before they can get a place in these homes. There is not only a shortage of places for the elderly, there is also a lack of nurses. After the government shut down the hospital authorities' nursing training program in 1997 and raised nursing education to university level, under the new system, the number of nursing graduates dropped by 70%. In 2001, there were 1,391 nursing graduates, but there are only 416 in 2012. With less nurse graduates, the hardest hit is the nursing homes for the old people. It is understandable to know that those who choose nursing as their career. Working in an aged care home is always their lowest priority, as elderly people have much contribution to the society when they are young. I strongly think that this is our responsibility to provide them with a comfortable and caring place to live, so that they can live with dignity when they are old. In the meantime, the government can first sort out the basics, like renovating care homes so they can accommodate elderly people with a greater medical needs. In the long run, more elderly-friendly communities should be set up to allow the aged to live safely and happily. In short, the government should spend more resources on caring for the elderly. Thank you for your listening.